8
verse 8
我们单读第八节
we'll read verse 8 alone
一二三当圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力必要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚这到地极做我的见证当圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力
but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
我们念过的一些圣经
What we have already read
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
第十六节
Verse 16
我们一同来读
Let's read it together
一二三我不以福音为耻这福音本是上帝的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希利尼人这福音本是上帝的大能要救一切相信的
This gospel is the power of God for all who believe.
Okay, 我们再看哥林多后书第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节
Verse 4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在上帝的面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识上帝的那些至高的事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。我们一同来读一二三第四第五节
Verse 4 and 5.
我们征战的兵器本不是血气乃是在上帝的面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识上帝的那些至高的事一概攻破了又将人所有的心力做回使他们都顺服基督我们再次低头祷告
Let us pray
主啊求你在这最后的时间你没有撇下我们说你继续对我们说话呈现你心中为这个会议所定的美意主啊使我们也领受你在这个聚会中间要给我们的完美的恩典说求主给我们回去的时候带着主你自己的权柄带着主你自己的使命带着纯正的动机也带着你所给我们的能力就是圣灵得以能力使我们去的时候可以做你有用的器皿有能力有果效的一个见证说你听我们的祷告赐福以下的谈论每一分钟每一句求主你真理的圣灵引导我们奉主耶稣基督的圣灵求主阿们我们第一天思想到这个大使命的本质的问题
First evening we thought about the nature of the Great Commission
在加利利山我们听主怎么样吩咐我们
On the mountain in Galilee we heard the command of our Lord
第二天我们要在我们内心的深处审查我们的动机是什么
The next evening we have to evaluate what is the motive in our heart
第三天我们看见伟大的宣教士保罗定下了怎么样的心志
The third night we saw what kind of desire did the great evangelist Paul have
今天我们回头再思想我们所传的福音有怎么样的能力
Tonight let us think of the power of the gospel which we preach
我们凭着权柄被差派出去
with authority we have been sent out
我们就要带着能力成就所被差派的使命
therefore with power we will fulfill what we have been given
我刚奉献不久的时候
not long after I dedicated my life
老牧师对我说从容你不要做一个没有能力的传道人
an old pastor came to me and said Stephen don't be a powerless preacher
你要求上帝的面
you mustask for the face of God
寻求他的能力
you must find his power
否则不要站着讲道
otherwise don't preach
我以战惊的心跪在主的面前
with a heart of fear I kneel before God
主啊当我的口为你讲话的时候
I said Lord when my mouth speaks for you
愿你的能力在我的身上表现
may your power be manifested through me
上帝的国度不单在乎言语更在乎全能
God's kingdom is not just in words but in authority
神的言语是神意志的一个表达
God's word is a manifestation of His will.
神的全能是神意志的一个成全。
God's power is the fulfillment of God's will.
上帝用他的话把他的心意表明出来。
With His word, God has manifested His will.
上帝用他的能力成全了他心中所定的。
And with His power, He fulfills what He has said.
这样主的言语同主的全能中间没有距离。
So there's no distance between the power and the word of God.
今天教会的毛病在哪里？
What is the problem with the church today?
我们的言语同全能发生了差距。
There's a distance between our word and power.
我们的理论很多。
We have lots of theories.
但是我们并没有追求以理论相称的能力。
But we have not asked for an appropriate power.
我年轻的时候多么炫目一些的传道人。
When I was young, I envied many preachers.
当他们安慰的时候，有安慰的能力在话语里面。
When they were comforting, there was a comforting power in their words.
当他们责备的时候，有责备的能力在。
When they rebuked, there was a power of rebuke.
当他们造就的时候，有造就的能力在话语里。
And when they edified, there was a power of edification in them.
我们每个人要求主给我们能力。
So we must all ask the Lord to give us strength.
当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descends upon you,
你们就必得着能力。
You will receive power.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
神的应许绝对不落空。
And God's promise will never fall short.
我们今天要用信心领受神的话语。
Today with faith we accept God's word.
这个信使我们就可以支取无穷无尽的能力。
And this faith allows us to tap on this
endless
source. 保罗说，
我不以福音为耻。
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是上帝的能力。
Because this gospel is the power of God.
我个人相信上帝的道超过所有文化的总和。
I personally believe that God's word transcends the entire civilization.
神是真理的源头。
God is the source of truth.
相信真正的真理，也就是真理，是统一的。
A person who believes in true truth is the same as truth.
自然界的知识。
This natural knowledge
绝对不会与真正属灵的知识相抗衡。
It's never going to be contrary to the true knowledge.
相反是相调和的。
It is harmony.
因为启示这个自然的真理的是上帝。
Because it is God who reveals the natural truth.
启示圣经真理的也是上帝。
God is the same one who reveals the biblical truth.
普遍启示同特殊启示同一个源头而来。
So.Natural and special revelation come from the same source.
真理本身不可能是互相矛盾。
So truth can never be contrary to each other.
这个真理成为我们人生最大的力量。
And this truth becomes the greatest power in our life.
我给信心下一个特别的定义。
Let me define faith.
信仰是什么呢？
What is faith?
对真理的忠实，这个叫做信仰。
It's a faithfulness to the truth. That is a belief.
当你对真理忠实的时候，你就是有信仰。
When you are loyal to the truth, you have a faith.
非基督徒与基督徒不同的地方。
What is the difference between Christians and non-Christians?
他们所信的真理是支离破碎的真理。
The truth in which they believe is fragmented.
我们信的真理是统一的真理。
Yet we believe in a unity in truth.
他们信的真理是静止性的真理。
They believe in a passive kind of truth.
我们信的真理是与生命建连的真理。
Yet we believe in a truth that is life.
在老子的道。
In Lao Tzu's 道，
在孔子思想中间的道
，In Confucius' system
是无位格的道
，Tao is a personless 道。
在我们圣经中间的道是有位格的道
，Yet the Tao in our Bible is a personless 道。
所有文化里面所要找到的道
，All the Taos you can find in civilization
以人做出发点去求的道
，Starts from the human standpoint。Comes out the word.
神所启示的道
Yet the 道 revealed by God
神作出发点的道
Comes from God
这样道路就从那边来不从这边去
Therefore the way comes from this side
这个道的内涵就是道路真理生命
And the content of this 道 is the way, the truth, and the life
基督就是这个真理最有形的就具体的表彰
Christ is the most comprehensive manifestation of this 道
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
他是有具体的把上帝的智慧有形有体的向人显现
Comprehensively and physically he has manifested the 道 of God
为这个缘故呢
For this
我们今天传扬上帝的道
We who preach God's word
这个福音里面包含是什么呢
What does it entail
解决人生一切问题的最重要的真理都在里面
The most important truth that solves all human problems is in it
你对这个真理忠实的程度
The degree to which you are faithful to this truth,
就是你能有能力把这个真理传扬出来的程度。
And that is the degree to which you can be powerful in spreading.
就是帮助我们一生一世尽正确的去了解神的话语。
Help us in our own life that we will know God's word.
尽正确的去表达这个真理。
And truthfully express the truth.
尽正确的真诚的忠于这个真理。
And truthfully be loyal to this truth.
神的能力就来了。
And God's power will come.
神只能忠于他自己。
Because God will faithfully be loyal to himself.
凡不忠于他自己的神都不同在。
Whoever is not loyal to him, God is not with him.
一个人真正忠于神的真理的时候，神的同在，神的能力也就在那里彰显。
When a person is really loyal to his truth, God's power and presence is with him.
这26年来，我有一个很大的祷告。
In these 26 years, I have a prayer.
我们盼望各地的教会最大的聚会。不是要看神迹，不是要看歌星，不是要看出名的人。
I pray that the largest country meeting of this world is not to see miracles, not to see a good show or movie star.
那是要听纯正的道理。
But to listen to the pure truth.
为了要达到这个心愿
，In order to achieve this desire,
我付了很多的代价。
I paid a big price.
盼望把上帝的道很正确的把它讲明
，So that I will correctly give an exposition of God's word.
否则我们基督徒，我们教会的信仰就没有基础。
Otherwise, we Christians will have no foundation.
这个在我们里面的这个道宝贵到什么程度呢？
How precious is this word in our heart?
这个道呢重要到什么程度？
How important is this word?
这个道是支配万有的。
This word commands all.
这个老子讲过，有物混成，先天地生，周行而不殆，独立而不改，可以为天下之母。我不知道他念过没有这一段，这比天地更早的这个道。
This Lao Tzu's concept of Tao is pre-existing before the heavens and earth.
运行在万有中间。
It works in all.
但是这个道是谁呢？
So what is this Tao?
其实只有基督教把真正的答案告诉我。
Only Christianity has given us the answer.
耶稣基督就是这个道。
Jesus Christ is the.
今天我们如果真正认识这位基督，
We who really know Christ,
更实实在在感受了这位基督为我们成全的那数天的道路，
and have substantially felt what Christ has accomplished in a heavenly way to us,
就没有一个人因为认识基督就变成生命贫穷。
No one will be poor in his life by knowing Christ.
没有一个文化因为接受基督变成退后的。
Not one culture will regress because they accept Christ.
没有一种理性因为认识基督就变成迟钝的。
Not one rationale will be dulled because they knew Christ.
我相信神的道在哪里，人一定更聪明。
I believe that where God's word is, man will be clever.
神的信仰不叫我们谋杀我们的理性。
God's truth never asks us to murder our own rationality.
以这样的一个心智，
with this heart,
我们站在知识分子的面前，
we stand before the intellectual,
我们站在诸世界的文化的中间，
we stand before the civilizations of the world,
把神的道宣扬出来，
and to spread God's word.
那么我要问一个问题，
I want to ask you a question.
就是当上帝的道正确传扬出来的时候，
when God's word is correctly preached,
有什么能力表现在这个道的里面呢？
What is the power that is manifest?
你们就必得着能力，
you will receive power.
那个能力是什么能力？
What kind of power is that?
我们从普遍的观念来看，
From a general viewpoint,
改变人的能力，
The power that changes,
拯救人的能力，
The power that changes man,
这就是我们很熟悉的。
We know this power.
在我们的更深一层的思想，神的道里面到底发生了什么能力？
But let's think more deeply. What kind of power does the God's word have?
当福音传开来的时候，
When the gospel is spread,
就在那个传讲的这个过程中间，
And in this preaching process,
发生了什么事情？
What happened?
发生了什么事情？
What happened?
以至于呢，一个人可能几十年受教育不改变，听上帝的道一天里面就改变过来。
A person who has never changed for decades after they hear this word of God changes in a day.
我们就追求那些能力。
And we will go after these powers.
这个能力是什么呢？
What is this power?
第一个能力，
First,
就是透视的能力。
And that is the power of penetration.
这个能力可以把人内心里面一切的肮脏污秽全部照明出来。
This power can illumine all the dirt in man's heart.
我们每天起来都照镜子。
Every morning we get up, we look in the mirror.
照镜子不会使一个人更漂亮。
Looking in the mirror will not improve your beauty.
越看越看，可能越难看。
The more you look, the uglier you feel you are.
照镜子可以使你更清洁。
But looking in the mirror can help you cleanse yourself.
圣经的话如同镜子一样的。
The word of Bible is like a mirror.
当一个人真正把神的真理传开的时候，
When a man really preaches God's word,
神自己的道就产生了第一个能力。
God's word will send out the first power,
透视的能力，
the power of penetration,
把人内心的一切的污秽都照明出来，
and illumine all the dirt in the man's
heart. 这个是其他的文化所没有办法做到的一点。
This is something that other cultures can never do.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
罪人如同在 X 光的下面，不能再隐藏自己一样。
A sinner is like a person in X-ray, cannot hide himself.
那个撒玛利亚妇人说：“这个人怎么知道我一切所做的事？”
The American woman said, "How did you know all that I did?"
怎么把我内心的东西都讲出来？
How did you say everything that's in my heart?
这是福音的能力。
This is the power of the gospel.
我们一定要相信福音有这个能力。
We must believe that the gospel has this power.
请你注意一件很奇怪的事情。
Take note of very weird things.
我不是说奇妙
啊。I did not say wonderful things.
奇妙和奇怪有一个相同点。
There is one similarity between weirdness and wonder.
就是不当发生的发生的叫做奇怪或者奇妙。
Weird is something that should not have happened but did.
那不同点在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
不该发生而发生的好事情叫做奇妙。
What should not have happened but happens is something that's good.
不该发生而发生的坏事情叫奇怪。
But the bad thing that should not have happened but happened is weird.
我告诉你一个很奇怪的事情。
Let me tell you a weird thing.
一个人得救的时候呢，
when a person is saved,
是因为他听到的时候发现自己是对的。
It's when he listens to word and realizes he's a sinner.
所以他就流泪。
So he has tears.
他接受主。
He accepts Christ.
所以非基督徒听到发现自己是罪人的时候，他会很感激那个传道。
So a non-Christian who listens to word realizes he's a sinner, he's thankful to the preacher.
但是当已经做基督徒很久的，听见牧师讲到这非他的罪，他会气那个传道。
But a lot of Christians who have been Christians long time, they hear the preacher preach the word of God, rebuking him, he's upset at the preacher.
这个什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
就表示呢,不信主的比信主的更属灵,对不对?
Does it mean that those non-Christians are more spiritual than Christians?
这个很奇怪了。
That's weird.
你做基督徒做了很久,后来呢,传道人讲你的毛病,你大发脾气起来。
You've been a Christian a long time, preacher rebukes you, you get upset.
这表示我们得救的时候不是我们做工,是神做工。
That means that when we were saved, it was not us, but it was God who worked it out.
神做工的时候呢,
when God works,
可以把一个人的心融化下来。
He can melt the heart of a man.
发现他是罪人。
Let him realize that he is a sinner.
这个经验就是我忽然间暴露在大光之下无法逃避。
This kind of experience is often I'm exposed to great light, I cannot escape.
我们今天做传福音的工作有没有看到这个能力?
Do we see this power?
哦、oh, 他们的心扎肉扎一样的
Their heart is like the
pound of earth 神说我们要怎么做才能得救呢
They said what can we do in order to be saved
他们本性被暴露出来了
Their nature has been revealed
他们里面的败坏都显明出来了
Their dirt has been revealed
我盼望有这样的福音工作者
I hope that there is this evangelist
我们有这样的能力
We have this power
把人心的败坏暴露出来
To expose the dirt in man's heart
因为主的能力在哪里
It is because where Christ's power is
当他们暴露的时候他们说主啊我需要你的医治
When they're exposed, they say, Lord, I need your healing.
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们不能学来的。
We cannot learn these things.
别人骂人，我们也骂人。
Others scold people, we do the same.
有的人越骂人越多。
Some people scold, the more they scold, the more they scold even more.
有的人一骂人跑掉。
Some people scold and run away.
你需要能力。
You need the power.
能力。
Power.
透视的能力。
The power of penetration.
福音里面有的能力。
The power that's in the gospel.
我相信福音有这个能力。所以我勇敢传讲。
I believe that the power has the strength, therefore I preach.
第二个能力
，the second power，
在福音传扬中间发生了什么事情
？What happens when the gospel is preached？
一种撤回的能力。
A power of destruction.
Destructive power.
Destructive power.
Destroying power. 这个撤回的能力是什么呢
？What is this kind of destructive power？
神没有建造以前，他一定要撤回不适合他旨意。
Before God builds up, He will destroy what is not according to His will.
这是神工作的一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle in God's work.
没有撤回就不能建造。
Without destroying, there's no building.
当福音传开的时候
，When the gospel is preached,
就变成人的威胁。
It becomes a menace to man.
这是很正常的事情。
This is a normal thing.
请你注意听这句话。
Listen to this.
当福音传开的时候
，When the gospel is preached,
人就受了威胁
，Man is threatened.
因为如果要接受福音，等于要撤回他原有的一切。
Because to accept the gospel, his past will be destroyed.
这是福音同其他的宗教不同的地方。
This is the difference between the gospel and other religions.
这也是福音之所以很难被人接受的原因。
This is the reason why the gospel is hard to be accepted.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后
，After Adam and Eve sinned,
神要把用皮所做的衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻。
God used skin to make clothing to cover them up.
这表示先犯罪的是人，先死的不是人。
It means that the man was the first one to sin, but man was not the first one to die.
人犯罪罪的工价应当是死，但是不是亚当先死。
The wages of man's sin should be death, but Adam did not die.
动物先死。
It was the animal that died.
你怎么知道呢
？How do you know?
动物如果不死，怎么哪有皮呢
？If the animal doesn't die, how can he make clothing out of skin?
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
不知道是一只羊或者一只牛。
Whether it be a bull or a lamb.
突然间创造他的主，把他带到一个地方说：“我要杀死你。”
Its creator brings it to a place and says, "I will kill you."
主啊，为什么你要杀我？
Why do you want to kill me?
我要用你的皮来给犯罪的人做衣服。
I'm going to make your skin into clothing for the sinner.
救赎性的恩典在那里显明出来。
The saving grace is revealed.
那么当亚当要穿上这个皮衣的时候
，And when Adam was about to put on this skin clothing,
是不是像今天很冷外衣一件一件一直套上去？
Is it like putting on coat after coat? No.
你要先把那个枯黄的叶子把它吃下来。
You must first take off the leaves.
我告诉你，那个黄的叶子是什么
？What is these leaves？
那就是人的文化。
That is culture。
我并没有轻看文化。
I don't look down on culture。
我到欧洲唯一兴趣的就是在博物馆，我们在音乐厅里面。
When I went to Europe, the only places of my interest were the museums and the concert halls。
建筑、哲学、这个文化、戏剧、音乐都是我最爱的东西。
I love architecture, drama, music。
这是我特别喜欢的。
This is what I
like. 我没有轻看文化。
I don't look down on culture.
我清楚看出文化根本不能做拯救人的工作。
But I can see clearly that culture cannot save man.
文化可以把人遮盖起来，使人看起来比较文比较化。
Culture can cover up a man to make him look more civilized.
把他闻一闻，画一画，叫做文化。
Smell him, smells good, feels good, and civilization.
神主吃下来。
But God said,
你不吃下来。 没有办法用义袍穿在你身上。
If you don't take it off, you can never put on the righteous garment.
很多人恨恶福音的原因。
That's why so many people hate the gospel.
是因为福音成为他文化的威胁。
Because the gospel has become a threat to his culture.
Richard Niebuhr 在他的书里面讲这句话。
Richard Niebuhr said this in his book.
为什么犹太人一定要把耶稣钉十字架呢？
Why did the Jews have to crucify Christ?
因为基督的存在等于他们文化一定要消灭。
Because the existence of Christ meant the destruction of their culture.
如果他文化要存在，基督一定要被消灭。
If their culture is to be retained, Christ must be destroyed.
这句话是把那个重点真正的中心穿出来了。
This has taken out the core of the problem.
我今天不是说我们基督教到的地方要消灭他们的文化。
I'm not saying that where Christianity goes, we're going to destroy the local culture.
我相信文化里面有很多是没有与福音相违背的事情。
I believe that there are a lot of things in culture that is in accordance with the gospel.
但是在文化里面也有一些与福音相违背的事情。
Yet there are some things in culture that's in contrast to the gospel.
文化里面与福音没有相违背的事情从哪里来的呢？
What is that which is in accordance with the gospel?
是不是人智慧的结晶呢？
Is it the
crystallization?
The crystallization of knowledge?
如果是如果是的话
If that is so,
我们还要问那智慧那里来
We must know where does the wisdom come from?
是我们只能做结论文化里面智慧的结晶是普遍启示的一个必然结果
We can only conclude that the crystallization of wisdom is the,
必然的结果
is the conclusion of natural revelation
那这 general not natural
general revelation
就普遍启示有这个大的功效
the general revelation produces this result
虽然是如此
even it's like that
我们不能忘记
let us not forget
这种人堕落以后
when these people fall
没有办法产生绝对完美无瑕无疵的文化
they can never produce a perfect flawless culture
所以基督的真理的光照是净化文化
so the illumination of Christ's light goes It cleanses culture.
不是摧残文化。
It does not destroy culture.
虽然如此，那些不合神真理的事情都要摧毁。
Even though that's so, but all that is in contrary to God's gospel will be destroyed.
福音里面的第二个能力。
This is the second power of the gospel.
福音告诉我们，虚假的宗教是没有用的。
The gospel tells us that fake religions are useless.
福音里面告诉我们，人自己建立起来有罪的功劳是没有用的。
God tells us that what we have built up for ourselves is useless.
我们靠自己的行为要讨上帝喜悦是不可能的。
It is impossible to please God by what we do.
福音告诉我们，我们的文化里面的范梦是不能成就的。
God tells us that the dream of our culture can never be fulfilled.
中国是礼仪之邦吗？
Is China the civilized nation? Yes.
中国文化很久远吗？
Chinese culture is long and deep.
是。
Yes.
中国是讲仁爱的吗？
China talks about love.
是。
Yes.
但是当70年到80年这十年，全世界产生了1700万难民，其中1350万是共产国家制造出来的。
But a big portion of the refugees that came out in the decade between 70s and 80s were from communist countries.
The 13.5 million refugees produced by the communist country among the 17 refugees in all. 所以这些人出来的时候
When these people came out,
礼义之邦收几个难民
How many refugees did these civilized nations take?
我是中国人
Why am I Chinese?
你是中国人
You are Chinese.
我们中国人礼义之邦
We are a civilized nation.
突然间 no function.
All of a sudden,
没有用，谁接受的
？Who can accept?
我问你，不要笑，谁接受的
？Who accepted?
当中国人出来，从越南跑出来。
When the Chinese left Vietnam,
北京接受多少
？Did Peking accept?
台北接受多少
？How many did Taipei take?
谁接受
？Who took them in?
回教国家接受吗
？Did the Islam countries take them in?
No function.
没有用。
All culture doesn't work.
所有的文化都没有用。
谁接受这些难民
？Who accepted?
是那些曾经受过上帝的爱的。上帝的道影响过的国家
It was those nations that have been influenced by God's word and love
我们可以讲我的文化几千年
I guess there were few thousand years of civilization
I don't care
我不管
我看你在最重要的时刻你产生什么东西出来
I see what you produce in the most crucial hour
今天西方的世界并不等于基督教的世界
Today the western world doesn't equal the Christian world
西方的国家不等于基督教的国家
The western world does not equal the Christian world
西方的世界无形之中受基督教影响大得不得了
But the western world has been influenced by Christianity
如果你故意不看清这个事情你是一个近代的瞎眼的人
If you purposely ignore this you are the blind man of the century
求主打开我们心灵的眼睛
May the Lord open the eyes of our heart
文化的限制在某一个范围里面
Culture is restrained within certain boundaries
神的道德力量高过这个文化
Yet the power of God's word transcends
当我们把福音传开的时候
When we preach the gospel
你里面有这样大的一个看法福音是超过文化的
You can see this great perspective. The gospel transcends culture.
那求主给我们智慧，怎么样能在文化中间把那些好的当作是个桥梁，把福音传开。
Help, may the Lord help us to see what is good in the culture to act as a bridge to preach the gospel.
这个叫做现在所讲的 contextualization.
This is the
第三样 contextualization.
Contextualization.
第三样，福音有什么能力呢？
What is the power of the gospel?
福音里面有一个记忆的能力 ，encountering power.
Thirdly, the gospel has an encountering power.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是福音传出来的时候
，that when the gospel is preached,
人到了某一个时刻没有办法逃走，不得不要面对面同上帝交战。
To a certain point, man can no longer get away. They have to contact with God.
没有办法
，there's no way.
他一定要。面对面独自对上帝独自存在对存在的源头交战
He must individually face to face existence with the source of his existence and give an account
收人阿比奇格高讲一句话
Kierkegaard said
他说 to exist is to be with oneself alone before God
他说存在就是与你自己与神一起
你独自与神相对那是存在他是存在主义之父
He is the father of existence
这句话讲得非常非常的重要
He is a very He said a very important thing
你面对神
When you face God
有一个面对面的那个关系
You have a relationship of face to face
我们今天传福音有没有把人带到他一定要面对神的那个关系
When we preach the gospel
在主义的中间呢
When we preach the gospel Do we bring man face to face with God
这个你注意看圣经里面当福音传开的时候产生了这个果效
This is the fruit that was born when the gospel was preached.
我的创造者
My creator.
我竟然遇到了你
I met you.
我现在不能逃了
I cannot run away anymore.
你要我怎么样
What do you want me to do?
这是福音的第三个能力
This is the third power of the gospel.
我们今天开悟到主体性的身份 full authority and subjective life 来过他自己的自由
He lives his own freedom in his own, as his own subject and authority.
一个人得救以后呢
After he saved,
他就发现自己不过是神主体之外一个一个被造的客体
He finds out that he is just an object outside the subjection of God.
Subjective creator, 是神主体性的创造者。他不过是一个客体
He is nothing but an object.
所以他回到神的面前，称上帝为主。
So he returns to God and calls him Lord.
这种审判的能力
This kind of judgment power
不是传道人能做到
It's not what a preacher can do.
是福音本身有的
It's what is in the gospel.
也是圣灵展示出来的能力
It's also a power released by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一做工的时候
When Holy Spirit works,
人发现他的审判者的下面
Man finds that he is below the judgment Lord.
从前拿着圣经来找上帝的毛病
In the past, they read the Bible to find flaw.
现在在圣经光照之下发现自己有毛病
Now,Under the illumination of the Bible, he sees his own flaw.
这是很奇妙的事。
This is a wonderful thing.
我们今天应当用主给我们的智慧，恳切的祷告，求主给我们有这种审判性的能力。
We should ask God to give us wisdom to have this power of judgment.
圣灵来叫人自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit will cause man to rebuke himself.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
如果我们教会继续责备人，我们传道责备人，他们没有自己责备自己，没有果效。
If the church rebukes people, preachers rebuke people, but people do not rebuke themselves, that is useless.
最近几年，我继续在反省我的布道工作。
Recently, I've been re-evaluating my evangelistic work.
我们今天传扬的信息是把我们信仰的结论告诉人，对吗？
We tell a conclusion of our faith to others.Right?
但是他怎么会知道我有这个结论呢
But how can he know my, how I got my
我把这个结论接起来以前
Before I conclude
我有多大的过程
What kind of process do I
我能不能站在一个以他一同在参与过程中间指引他让他自己做结论
Can I stand in the process with him and guide him to make his own conclusion
但他哪里会做结论
How can he make his conclusion
除非圣灵把他带到正确的结论
Unless the Holy Spirit brings him into the right conclusion
这第四个能力
This is the fourth power
审判的能力
The power of judgment
当审判的能力一来的时候
When the power of judgment comes
产生了观念的大改变
It changes theconcept of a person
观念的改变
a change in concept
the change of the concept 是一个人能够转回头的原因
is the reason a man can return
感谢上
thanks be to God
神要把他的意念从他的道路告诉人使人的意念从道路转过来归向他
God shows a man his thoughts and ways and changes man's thoughts and ways
这是第四个能力
this is the fourth power
第五个能力
the fifth power
福音里面有一个挑战性的能力
there is the power of challenge in the gospel
challenging power 这个在福音里面告诉你，你要悔改。
The gospel says you must repent.
我们今天有没有这种勇气，有没有这种能力向人挑战？
Do we have this power and courage to challenge others?
我们常常提到时代的挑战，时代的挑战。我很奇怪，到处福音会议给我的题目都是时代的挑战。
I wonder about the themes of evangelistic meetings. The challenge of the times. They're everywhere.
好像我专门打仗一样。
As if I'm always fighting a battle.
每次给我这个题目。
Every time they give me this topic.
我最讨厌这个题目。
And I hate this topic.
这个题目本身是错的。
Because this topic is wrong.
我们怎么可以接受时代的挑战？
How can we accept the challenge of the times?
那表示我们被动，时代主动。
That means we are being passive.
这个不是圣经的。
This is not biblical.
圣经的观念，基督徒永远是 challenger， 不是 accept the challenge。
The gospel always tells us we are the 挑战者。
我们要向世界挑战。
We will challenge the world.
我们向世界挑战，向文化挑战，向人心挑战，向各种政治挑战。
We challenge all the political systems, the hearts, and all the civilization of the world.
哦，我盼望我所做的许多的梦，有一天都会实现。
I hope that one day all my dreams will come true.
我已经看见许多的梦已经显出来。
I have seen many dreams fulfilled.
我们还要再做梦。
So we must dream on.
不但做梦，还要做工。
We not only dream, we must also work.
不然基督徒变成梦家。
Otherwise, we're all going to be dreaming.
勇敢的是理想。
Courage is the ideal.
勇敢去做。
To be courageous and do it.
把那些合乎神应许的事情付诸实现。
And to carry out that which is according to God's will.
我们向人挑战。
We challenge people.
向人挑战。
We challenge them.
传传福音，福音里面有这个挑战性的能力。
Because in the gospel is the power of challenge.
你已经会见神了。
You have met God.
你已经受审判了。
You have been judged.
现在问他说要怎么样。
Now you ask him what you're going to do.
正像医生 X 光照。
Just like X-ray has been given.
你自己不但照了 X 光，还拿到一个 film.
You have received the film.You have received the film.
你知道肺痨病第三期的。
You are in the third stage of tuberculosis.
你问大家要怎么样？
They say, what are you going to do now?
现在挑战他。
Now you challenge them.
你要怎么样？
What are you going to do?
你需要耶稣基督。
You need Jesus Christ.
你要悔改。
You must repent.
这个挑战的勇气有没有呢？
Do you have this challenging courage?
我很奇怪，很多传道牧师啊。
I feel a lot of preachers.
他请我去布道。
They ask me to.
我说，如果我没有时间，你自己开布道会好了。
I said, if I don't have time, why don't you hold your own crusade?
他怎么回答？
What did he reply?
我不能。
No, I can't.
我期待的。
I'm really amazed.
许多传道人还没有念神学以前的奉献，都是为了布道的需要而奉献。
A lot of preachers, before they dedicate themselves because of the need to evangelize.
读神学毕业了以后变成不会布道。
After they studied in seminary, they become useless in evangelism.
为了福音的需要奉献，出来的时候不能传福音。
Because of the need of the gospel, they dedicate themselves. After they come out, they cannot preach.
所以许多神学院有问题。
A lot of problems in the seminaries themselves.
许多神学院有问题。
A lot of seminaries have problems.
我盼望神学院里面要有一些真正的布道热忱的人在里面帮忙教
学。I hope that there'll be people who have the evangelistic zeal to teach in the seminaries.
我过去这二十年在神学院里面教书。
Past 20 years, I've been teaching in a seminary.
我到处布道。
And I also went to places to evangelize.
我曾经15年牧养教会。
I had 15 years pastoring a church.
那时候我做的半死半活。
At that time, I was half dead.
我一年比人老两年。
I age 2 years for every person's 1 year.
以后有一天你看我太太像我女儿一样。
One day, if you look at my daughter, you look at my
wife. My daughter. My wife.
You look at my wife, she really looks like my daughter.
真的是这样的事情。
It's really true.
那我感谢上帝。
But I thank God.
我不明白为什么神给我这么重的工作。
I don't understand why God gave me such heavy work.
有教神说。
To teach.
有出门领会。
To go out to preach.
又要回来牧养教会。
And then to pastor church.
这样转了15年。
And then round 15 years.
这到今天。
Up to today.
我结婚12年，没有一个假期在家里。
I've been married 11 years. I have not taken one vacation at home.
这次我出门的时候，我男孩子很生气。
This time when I left my boy was upset.
你出门100多天再回来，现在又要出去。
He said you've been out 100 some days. You've come back. Now you're going to leave.
他只有8岁。
He's about 8 years old.
但他很生气。
But he was upset.
你要去多久？
How long are you going to be gone?
我说还要出去1-2个月。
He said about 1 or 2 months.
你要到哪里？
Where are you going to go?
我说到美国，要到巴西。
I have to go to Brazil to U.S.
你一直出去。
You keep going out.
我不知道他犯什么罪，被生在这种人的孩子家里。
I don't know what sin he committed to be born in this kind of family.
我把约定明年一定要给他们假期。
So.We made sure that next year we give them a vacation.
现在又有一些特别的聚会要我去讲，又要把假期拿出来了。
Now there are special meetings. They want me to preach. I have to take out the vacation.
我在很难。
I feel very hard.
有一次我对我的孩子，我出去25个礼拜。
I told my kid, I'm going to go out 25 weeks.
6个多月。
About 6 months.
他说25个礼拜。
He said 25 weeks.
我说我给你25粒糖。
And I gave you 25 candy.
每个礼拜主日学完了，你吃一粒。吃完了我就回来。
I said Sunday school.Eat one candy, eat the 25, and I'll return.
后来他发现要把那个 一桶这个一罐的糖吃完很久哦。
Then he realizes it's going to take a long time to finish those 25 candies.
但我感谢。
I thank God.
我发现一个牧养教会的人如果没有够的神学基础，常常讲道是弱的。
I see a person who pastors without a theological foundation will be weak.
相反的，布道如果没有神学基础，布道也是弱的。
On the contrary, those who evangelize without a theological foundation is weak.
而布道没有牧羊就唱高调。
If a person evangelizes yet does not pastor, is singing a high song.
神用许多的痛苦把我磨练。
So God really trained me with a lot of pain.
当你牧羊的时候
，when you are pastoring,
你知道有血有肉的人有何等多的软弱。
You see the weaknesses of flesh and blood.
你念神学的时候
，when you study theology,
教神学的时候
，when you teach theology,
你知道那严肃的那些理论中间有多少的东西在里面。
You find there are so many things in the rigorous theory.
当你布道的时候
，when you evangelize,
你又发现那么深那么大的东西要怎么样很浅的把它讲出来。
You must.How to easily, simply express what is very deep and hard.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们无论做哪一份工作。
To give us whatever work we're doing.
布道的人。
Evangelist.
好好进修神学。
Study theology.
有神学的人。
Those who are studying theology.
好好进到工厂布道。
Go into the mission field and preach.
牧羊的人。
Those pastors.
不要单单牧羊，也要照顾另外一群羊。
Don't just pastor, but you have to take care of another flock.
这样教会会强起来。
So that the church will grow.
那我们要勇敢地对罪人挑战。
We must courageously challenge the sinner.
你要不要信耶稣？
Do you want to believe in
Christ? 你要不要悔改？
Do you want to repent?
王明道先生。
Mr. Wang Mingdao,
在自己的教会每年开布道会。
In his own church, held a crusade every year.
一个教会在自己的一个牧师在自己教会牧养，怎么可以开布道会
？A pastor pastoring his own church, how can he hold his own crusade?
我告诉你，可以的。
Yes, it can be.
我也做这样的事。
I've done that too.
在我自己的教会，我也开布道会。
In my own church, I've held crusade.
后来我告诉你，我在自己教会开布道会，会众人数比外面的布道家来还更多。
When I held the crusade, the people attended exceeded those from the outside.
驻堂牧师。
So those who are in a church,
必要的是勇敢布道。
When it's necessary, courageously preach.
我提议你们每一个月有一个主任专做布道工作。
I suggest every Sunday of a month do evangelism.
如果你们讲拆船到地基到地基，你这边看那边地基，哪边看你这边也是地基。
You say every mission week, you say go to the end of the world, go to the end of the world. The other end of the world looks at your end and says, go to that end too.
哪边看你也是个 end.
You're an end.
你这边看那边是个 end.
You see that end as an end.
中国是外国的外国。
China is a foreigner of the foreigner.
外国人是外国人，中国人是外国人的外国人。
Foreigners are foreigners of Chinese. Chinese are the foreigners of the foreigners.
教会有一个毛病。
There's a problem of church.
传福音。
Go spread the gospel. Evangelize.
去。
Go.
钱拿出来。
Give out the money.
哪边的传道的爱得不得了。
This pastor loves it.
本堂牧师大家气他气得不得了。
Love outside preachers, but hate your own preachers.
我们只爱远方传道，不爱本地传道。
We only love those who come from far, but not those in our local congregation.
许多钱送到外面，本地的牧师给他饿得半死。
We give money to the afar, but then starve our own preachers.
都要平均。
This should be equal.
尊重神的仆人。
Have respect for God's servants.
好好尊重他们。
Respect them well.
本地的传道。
Because local preachers.
就在本地也要布道。
They are in local facilities. They still have to.
不要以为布道工程一定是远方。
Don't think that evangelization has to be far.
我们要到全世界去。
We must go to the world.
但也不要忘记我们自己。
But don't forget our own faith.
我们对外族有爱。
We have a love to the outside people.
不要忘记本族也需要。
But don't forget your own people.
我们今天中国教会刚好反过来，只注重本族，不注重外族。
We have a contrary situation. We love ourselves more than we love others.
保罗是外邦人的使徒。
Paul is the evangelist of the Gentiles.
到的地方先找犹太。
When he went to every place, he looked up the Jews first.
他没有忘记他孤独之情。
He had not forgotten his kindred.
我们拆船到外面去。
We send others to outside.
不忘记四周围也需要。
Let us not forget that vicinity.
勇敢向他们挑战。
Courageously challenge them.
第六样。
The sixth power.
福音里面有什么能力呢？
What kind of power is there in the gospel?
有一种对峙的能力。
And that is the
dichotomy.
Polarization strength.
这两个把它对峙化了。
To polarize two things.
这个，如果你信了。就是得救，你不信你就是灭亡。
If you believe, you are saved. If you do not believe, you perish.
所以这种对峙性的能力
，so this kind of polarized power
是福音理论的能力
，is the power of the gospel.
有一个人 Kierkegaard 的这个传记的写作人
，a person who wrote a biography of Kierkegaard.
Kierkegaard 这个人呢
，he's a Kierkegaard this man.
眼睛俊俊生光
，he says his eyes shoot out light rays.
你同他在一起的时候
，when you're with him，
如果你不讨厌他，你就爱他。
If you do not hate him, you love him.
如果你不爱他，你就讨厌他。
If you don't love him, you're gonna hate him.
你不可能也不爱也不讨厌他。
You can never be neutral to this man.
我告诉你，福音就有这样的能力。
I tell you, the gospel has this power.
福音传开的，有的人爱福音爱得要命，有的人恨福音恨得要命。
When the gospel is preached, some love it, some hate it.
你盼望传福音，让皆大欢喜，大家都喜欢吗？没有这个事情。
You want to preach so that everyone loves you? That's impossible.
有人讥笑你。
Some will sneer at you.
有人接受你。
Some will accept you.
有人抗拒你。
Some will defy you.
有人就在福音的下面敬拜上。
And some will worship God beneath the gospel.
在福音跑。把你推到不是南极就是北极
It's either the south or the north
不是这里就是那里
Either here or there
上帝的儿子十字架在中间就把人类破成两半
The son of God his cross right in the middle split humankind into two pieces
他在中间
He is in the middle
破开的能力
He split
保罗说我有基督的香气对这种人叫他活对那种人叫他死
Paul said I have the fragrance of Christ therefore to these people I can tell them to live to those people I can tell them to perish
这个孩子长大
When this man grows up,
许多人兴起，也许多人跌倒。
When this child grows up, many will be revived, many will fall.
没有办法避免的。
It's unavoidable.
我们有没有这个能力？
Do we have this power?
最后一个能力。
And the last power.
福音有个重造之能。
The gospel has the power of reconstruction.
重造。
Reconstruction.
除了撤回之外。撤回之外
Aside from destruction,
现在要重造了。
Now you're going to reconstruct.
这是神的美意。
This is the sweet will of God.
重造个人。
Reconstructing the man.
重造整个文化
To reconstruct the whole culture.
重造整个社会
And to reconstruct the whole society.
从个人开始
Starting from each individual.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
盼望我们对我们的福音我们所宝贵的我们所信的我们所传的福音有这些的认识
We pray that the gospel which we treasure, which we believe, have this understanding.
主啊差我去
Send me, Lord.
但是你给我能力。
But you give me the power.
若是没有能力。
Without the power.
我不能出去。
I cannot go.
当你的能力装备我的时候。
When your power equips me.
让我站在强敌面前不惧怕。
When I stand before the strong enemy, I'm fearless.
可怕的环境中间我不动摇。
Horrifying environment, I'm not moved.
威武不能去。
I will not decrease my fierceness.
不是。威武来到我不屈服。
When the, Fear strength comes before me, I will not bend under.
富贵不能赢
The riches cannot bribe me.
贫穷不能移
Poverty cannot move me.
我要靠住你的能力
With your strength,
做你的工作
to do your work,
做完这条的道理
and finish the way you've given.
你盼望你的教会成为有能力的教会
You hope that your church can be a powerful church.
有许多的祷告代价要付
There you must pay the price of prayer.
青年人你奉献，你盼望你成为有能力的传道人
Young people, you dedicate yourself, you want to be a powerful preacher.
许多的祷告要付
You have to pray a lot.
你要像雅各在亚伯口、亚伯河的渡口。
You must be like Jacob at the river.
上帝啊
，God，
你要祝福我
，bless me，
否则你不能去。
Otherwise, you cannot leave.
我们恳求主把能力给我。
We ask God to give us the power.
当我们的教会有能力的时候
，When our church has power，
社会看出主是与你同。
The society sees the presence of the Lord with you.
没有第二条路。
There is no other way.
我们不能再做一个衰弱。无能的传道人
We cannot be a weak, useless preacher.
我们不能再做一个软弱无能的教会
We cannot be a weak, useless church.
教会起来
The church arrived.
把福音的能力应用出来
And to use the power of the gospel.
这能力在哪里
Where is this power?
圣灵降在你们的身上
Where is the power? The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你们就必有能力
And you will receive power.
我们不必再祷告十天等圣灵来早就来了
We don't have to pray 10 days to wait for the Holy Spirit. It has arrived.
No repeat.基督钉十字架一次
Christ was nailed on the cross once
No repeat
不用再重复
你信的时候是与他同时同与他同活归入那一次的死
When you believed in him you died and was resurrected with him into that death that one time
圣灵降下
Holy Spirit comes down
洁净整个教会
cleanses the church
也只有一次
once only
你什么叫受圣灵的洗呢
What does it mean to be baptized by Holy Spirit
归入那一次的洁净
You enter into that cleansing
不必再求圣灵降下
Don't have to ask for the Holy Spirit to come again
No repeat
不用重复
当你真正被他接近的时候
When you're really cleansed by him
你进入那一次的五旬节
Then you enter into that Pentecost
保罗说我们曾受洗用的是 past participle tense
Paul said we were once baptized
已经受洗
We have been baptized
已经受圣灵
We have been baptized by the Holy Spirit
我们今天继续顺服他
Today we obey him
依靠他
Trust in him
支取他
And use the power
忠于他的真理
And to be loyal to his
truth 就是祷告
Using prayer,
支取他的能力
and to receive his power,
让我们的教会成为有能力的教会
Let our church become a powerful church,
不是让它外表好看
not just beautiful on the surface,
里面的力量刚强起来
but the power in us is solidified,
为主做见证
to be a witness to our Lord,
直到耶稣基督再来
until Christ comes again,
我们低头祷告
let us pray,
无论哪一位用一句话祷告
regardless of whom, pray in one sentence.
一个接连一个。
One after the other.
神有能